The Twins stake Ervin Santana to a 1-0 lead against the White Sox. Bottom four, Santana strikes out Avisael Garcia, and in the sixth, he'll get some help on defense.
Oh, Dozier backhands it and throws to first to get the out. That ball almost hit Santana in the chest. And Dozier, going to his right, makes a nice play to end the inning.
Quintana with a pitch count at 90. With that, Chicago has a right-hander now up in the bullpen. Polanco, Rosario, Buxton to bat. It begins with the switch-hitting shortstop, Polanco. 1-2, a drive in the air to left center field. This is hit well. This is back towards the bleachers. It's up and it is gone. Home run, Polanco. And the Twins take a 2-0 lead here in the seventh.
Sano, aggressively, the White Sox go after Sano with a couple of bases open. A drive to center and deep.
Oh my,
and
that's gone.
Long gone. A two-run jolt for Miguel Sano, and the Twins have doubled their lead.
Well, you started this inning saying that the Twins have not had a lot of success against Nate Jones, so there you go. Three hits in the inning, highlighted by Sano's second home run of the year. And the Twins take a 4-0 lead.
The White Sox have the bases loaded, two outs in the bottom half of the eighth inning. And the batter is Yolmer Sanchez, switch hitting second baseman, 1-for-3. 1-2 on Sanchez. And here's the pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out in the dirt. Castro picks it up, steps on the plate to end it. And Kinstler is all sorts of fired up, and deservedly so. The White Sox only get one as they leave three. Kinstler strikes out Sanchez to end the rally.
Brandon Kinstler would also retire the side in the ninth inning for a four-out save. The Twins win 4-1. The Twins bounce back from Saturday's loss in Chicago to win the series and improve to 5-1 for the season. Ervin Santana ups his record to 2-0 in 2017. Brandon Kinstler has three saves. Things continue to go Minnesota's way in the early part of the season. With excellent pitching and timely hitting, Paul Molitor sees his club improve to 5-1.
You know, the last couple innings got a little bit hectic. Just in terms of the White Sox put some pressure on there and load the bases. And, you know, we got through it after the hit bats. And then the ninth, you know, went out there and I'm not sure if his nail was cracked or if it just split from the skin, but he was bleeding a little bit, but he said he was fine and kind of got, you know, through better after that than he did prior to that. So it was a good win, obviously, that to come back and win after yesterday. Ervin did a really nice job, and, you know, we had some big hits with Robbie and Joe combined for a run, and then Polanco and Mickey kind of sealed the deal as far as offense was concerned. But pitching, you know, we're doing a good job. We've had a lot of small numbers up there except for yesterday, so we're just trying to keep them all.
How good did Ervin look through six?
You can't say too many superlatives, but he makes it look easy at times. You know, he gets people to expand on his off speed, his fastball. He just has really a lot of trust in being able to command on the inner third, both right and left, which makes the other pitches more effective. But, you know, just to put up those zeros for us and give us a chance against Quintana, who threw the ball really well, it was a good win for us.
87 pitches, was there a temptation?
We talked about it, and, you know, I'm not really too enthused about the prospect of him going much past 100, if at all past, and, you know, rather than have him start the inning and maybe have something created, we went with a clean inning. 6 months of baseball ahead of us, you know, to try to push a guy for an extra inning here in the second start. I think that's where we end up landing when we decide to bring Taylor in the game.
The Twins are off until Tuesday when they begin a series in Detroit. Hector Santiago will get the nod in the opener.